Hi everyone, and thanks for listening to LID Radio Podcast. Welcome to our special series, How to Generate Ideas When You're Not Creative, with author Kevin Duncan. In this series, Kevin shares simple, practical techniques from the Ideas book to help you unlock new ways of thinking and generate better ideas, whatever your role or experience. Each episode focuses on one idea you can start using right away.
The debate surrounding whether anyone can, quote, be creative or have a decent idea rages on. The whole point of the Ideas book is to equip anyone with the techniques they need to be as creative as they can be. Having trained thousands over the years, the evidence suggests that pretty much anyone can indeed be creative. One thing is clear. Random, go mad, give me your most wacky ideas, guys, approaches do not work well. True creativity needs to be disciplined, highly directed, and capable of withstanding deep scrutiny. In the absence of being brilliantly inspired every moment of the day, most of us can learn from the manner in which some of the best ideas came about. We can then try to recreate a facsimile of those conditions to generate our own more modest piece of mini brilliance. In this podcast, we look at Three Good, Three Bad and Think Inside the Box. Many idea sessions are derailed by negative material and attitude. It only takes one moaner and the whole thing can veer off in an unwanted direction. If you believe this is a possibility, then the Three Good, Three Bad technique is excellent for combating it. Instead of allowing negative comment to creep into proceedings, the technique deliberately seeks out the bad stuff, deals with it early, and offsets it with good stuff. Attendees are asked to write down three bad things about the product or project or brief, and then three good. This draws the sting of all negative comment. Usually, there is a significant overlap and there is much to be learned about the degree of consensus or an absolute focus on just one deficiency. The exercise should never last more than 1 hour or 20% of the meeting time. All the good features are then used as inspiration to go on to provide an excellent solution. Think hard to work out if there appears to be an insurmountable problem with the brief, an unsatisfactory history to the project, a nasty constraint, or simply a prevailing culture of defeatism or cynicism. Use the technique to flush out issues early and turn them into positive action. Thinking outside the box has been a trendy modern phrase, supposedly synonymous with inspired lateral ideas. The problem is, it doesn't work. Most businesses have drawers full of eccentric, irrelevant, and sometimes downright stupid ideas that they can't use because they're commercially impossible, inappropriate, or simply off brief. Instead, you need to think inside the box. The best creative ideas are generated when tight constraints are placed on the protagonists. They use the boundaries of what they can work with to be far more imaginative and highly practical. So in this technique, you should first map out all the constraints so that everyone involved is fully aware of the boundaries of the subject area. This will force everyone to think harder and reduce the amount of fanciful, unusable material generated. An example of this is in the film Apollo 13. After an explosion, the module's carbon dioxide filter is broken and the astronauts will suffocate. In Houston, the team head brings in everything available in the module. "We need to find a way to make this," he says, whilst holding up a square filter, "fit into a hole made for this," he holds up a round one, "using nothing but that, and he spills the box contents on the table. They fix the problem. Examine the brief, consider the most daft and unproductive areas that people might stray into. Look at all the mundane practicalities, such as price, production, distribution, timing and resources, anything that could put a block on an idea. Use these parameters to define the box inside which to generate the idea.